Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Numbers are numbers, and numbers can indicate certain things, but they, not always tell the full story. And we know who Saquon is. I mean, he's a Hall of Fame player. Their offensive line, very talented as well, done a great job, with the coaching that goes along there with Coach Stoutland. And then the offense overall, extremely talented on the perimeter. So it's a tough unit to stop. The run game in particular is real. I know the numbers say, and I'm not buying the numbers.
That is Bills head coach Sean McDermott from yesterday. That's the quote I brought up to Sal, where I was like, oh, he'd like really bit back at the number, not even the number crowd, just be like, I don't care. They're still really good.
And they're still good, and we need to treat it like such.
And the Eagles might be just one of those, I'd probably say handful of teams, of five maybe, where you're like, I literally don't care what the numbers say. They scare me.
I don't believe you.
I'm going to stay up late preparing for them. The Eagles are one of them. I think the Bills have probably entered that category. The Chiefs did literally until they missed the playoffs. I mean, I was having back and forth with people when they were on the outs going, no, if they make it to the class, I'm like, are we sure? There's only a few of those teams that they defy math in a sense. We're like, I don't care. On their day, they could kill you. And the Eagles are, of course, one of those teams.
I think that's a lot of Bills fans with Baltimore. They're not dead to me until they're dead.
Certainly to me, yeah.
And I'm not there at all. I'm like, okay, no, they clearly keep telling us these same things over and over again. But
yeah, I like that I was there with the Chiefs and you're there with Baltimore. We couldn't both agree on it, but we're both like, no, there's one team that lives in my nightmares.
Oh, yeah, no. Hang on. The Chiefs don't live in my nightmares. Let's take a step back there, Zach. I was the sicko that said I wanted the Bills to put them down.
Oh,
this year.
That's right. You were saying actually I want to be the one that puts the dagger through them.
Houston is what is currently in my nightmares.
Yes,
along with probably everybody else around here.
If it's in Houston, I've come around to that. If it's in Houston, I'm not having a good time. If it's in Buffalo, I feel much better.
And I'm the guy that always says the past does not guarantee the future. That said, if they can avoid Houston, I would very much like that, please.
That'd be nice.
The city, not the team. If they have to play, if Houston has to come here in the playoffs, fine. But if the Bills can avoid going to Houston, that would be great. Lovely. Thank you, Jacksonville, for your service currently.
They're playing really, really well. Speaking of playing really well and past, present, and future, it's time now for our weekly Prime Time Performers, which is, of course, sponsored by Attain Wealth Planning, where wealth is personal. And Derek, we've had some weeks here where it's a little bit where you're like, cool, no one did anything cool. We've also had weeks where there's historic performances and you kind of just know who's going to be number one.
The entire World Series and the postseason in the MLB this year.
This week, though, I think it's a pretty good mix of not necessarily crazy historical performances, but just really damn good.
There's across a lot the of, board. There's a lot of fun in a lot of sports, and I still didn't go to the basketball courts mostly because there is so much going on.
There's a lot going on. It's also the NBA regular season, which is painful. With that being said, though, starting with some honorable mentions, I did not go to the NBA courts. I went to the college courts.
And that's mainly, where you are.
It's been tough with college basketball.
That's where you live, though.
It's where I live, but it's tough because you're in the non-conference run right now. It's starting to wrap up. Like, UB just wrapped theirs up earlier this week. Mm-hmm. I think Bonaventure did as well. There's also a bit of a mix of like, oh, we've also played a conference game, but we have like two more. Whatever. We're starting to wrap that up. With that being said, it has been a lot of big teams just bullying the little teams. That is true here. However, AJ DeBonsa, the forward for BYU, the number one ranked player coming into this year, a 33-point triple-double in college in the win over Eastern Washington. He also had a 35-point performance the game before that as well. He's been on a tear. He's one of the best players in college. It's going to be either the first or second overall pick in this year's NBA draft. Just waiting to get the conference play to really start like leaning into this stuff. But BYU, one of the better teams in college basketball. AJ DeBonsa, my first honorable mention.
All right, first honorable mention for me is going to be a player that was on this list last week.
Mm-hmm.
John Gibson, goaltender for the Detroit Red Wings.
Yeah.
Part of why the Sabres have not been able to vault more teams, by the way, Detroit keeps staying the course as the top spot in the Atlantic. Last week I had mentioned he had won his last six starts. That number has grown to eight.
Well, what I mean, we were talking about one of the teams that Sabres got to play, and it's, you know, it may not mean that much because it's Dallas. Detroit got a win over Dallas yesterday,
right?
And Gibson's been a big part of that for them. So yeah, I mean, yeah, he was a name brought up for a few years as a goalie the Sabres might want to go get. They don't. Detroit does, and they're reaping the benefits there. He has been very, very good for them.
Sabres have won both of the meetings against Detroit this year,
yes,
and do not play them again until March 27th.
So, frustrating.
So this player, you don't have to worry about him directly for a while.
Mm-hmm. Number two honorable mention for me, Chris Olave, Saints wide receiver.
I thought about putting him on here.
Yeah, 10 for 148 and two touchdowns. I also do want to make mention, of course, the team it's against. It is them beating up the Jets 29-6. With that being said, though, I know. Exactly. It's the Saints. Yeah. They're not going to have many of those wins.
Yeah, Tyler Shuck throwing you the football. Like, he's been playing better.
I was going to say, Shuck might be something.
But it's not like it's your usual suspects.
Right. But Chris Olave, he's one of my favorite players to watch. I just, I'm petrified to watch him because of his concussion history.
Right.
So whenever he has a big game, my heart grows three times the size. Because I'm just like, yes, like, there we go. And, of course, he's always going to be a player. As long as the Saints are bad and the Bills need a receiver, he's always going to be in the back of my mind. So, Chris Olave, 10 for 148 and two touchdowns, my second honorable mention.
This is a hilarious stat line to be an honorable mention. I'm going to say this right now and lead it out. Matthew Stafford had 457 yards and three touchdowns, and he's an honorable mention.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what the week was. I will leave it at that.
I think he's just still going to win the MVP.
I think he's going to win the MVP, which is why I put him on the honorable mentions. But, like, think about it. That stat line did not make it into my top five.
That'll win the game.
It's not even about winning the game for me. It is. There are some.
Yeah, there's other ones.
There's some goofy numbers and goofy performances. When I say goofy, I mean just, like, outlandish. Like, how did this happen?
Mm-hmm.
To where this has to be an honorable mention.
Yeah. Last honorable mention for me, Bo Byram. You know, primetime performers. He's a player that is very polarizing for Sabres fans. Not like Owen Power is, but he is one of them, and he's always kind of a trade target, I think, for a lot of Sabres fans and kind of want to see him shipped out. And yet, he was a part of every goal last night, including scoring the winner. Two goals last night and 3 points against Ottawa. Good for Bo Byram. Last honorable mention
there for me. The Bo Byram game. My last honorable mention is going to go to the college football playoff. The University of Miami defense for having Texas A&M score as many touchdowns in the CFP as you and me. Zero.
That's fair.
They allowed 3 points, dominating defensive performance by the U, and helps them move on to the next round. So now,
it's such a shame. Both A&M and Oklahoma lost to Texas both this year and then lost at home in the college football playoff. That sucks. Hook 'em.
The Longhorns should have been in.
Don't lose to Florida. Like, I'm a diehard. Don't lose to Florida. However, them and Notre Dame fans are
punching air.
Yeah,
as they always are.
Ugh, it is what it is. All right. Yeah, that was a great defensive performance. Boring game. Wonderful defensive.
But you sometimes have to acknowledge the beauty in the boring.
Yeah. All right, on to the top five right away for me. Number five, I debated where to put him because I knew I wanted to because of the team they had beaten and the performances he has had. But Trevor Lawrence, for Jacksonville, he might be. I mean, we both agree that we think Stafford's going to win the MVP. Though to end the year, I don't know if anyone's playing the position better. He's, I think, got 10 total touchdowns in the last two games, a 14-point win at Denver. And I think it has forced a lot of people to not look at the logo, I guess, right now for the Jaguars and more just be like, okay, how are they playing? Okay, they look legit. I would still take the matchup in the wild card round at Jacksonville. And, you know, I wouldn't lose my mind. I wouldn't be like, this is the worst case scenario.
If you need to throw out the hottest team in the league that's not you, then do it.
Then do it. And I mainly say that partially because it's not like it's going to Kansas City or Baltimore where it's an aggressive crowd, right? Jacksonville does not have that to them. And also, they're very much untested. They're unproven in the playoffs.
Right.
However, to that point, Trevor Lawrence at five has been playing incredible. Four total touchdowns at Denver and a 14-point win. Just, he's been playing great.
I might be severely punishing this player for the fact that his team did not win this game.
Mm-hmm.
Puka Nacua is number five.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he's higher on your list, so we will divulge further about Nacua, but 12 catches, 225 yards, and two touchdowns. That's why Stafford's an honorable mention, because half of his yards go to one player.
Right. Yeah, that's why he's not even on my list at all. So I'm like, I know who did the work.
But still.
He had a bad week leading up to the game after the game, but I don't care. He's an incredible player.
Between the stripes, he managed to get it done. Puka Nacua, we'll talk more on him a little bit here on his performance, but yeah, he is my number five.
Number four for me, to the Sabres, Alex Lyon, 6-0 in this seven-game win streak. 9-2 save percentage in that time. He's been absolutely incredible.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I mentioned it, really the Sabres' key stat that you can look at and go, okay, this is why they're probably pretty good. After last night, they're second in penalty kill percentage. They were first for most of this season, and Lyon's been a big part of that. I know there was rumblings or like thoughts from some of the insiders around the NHL that Lyon might be the odd guy out.
But that turned out it was speculation, admittedly right. So by Friedman. You can't trade that player.
No, Lyon's been incredible for them. And we mentioned it too. They're not scoring like the wind. These are close games with big saves having to be made. Lyon has been the lion's share of that. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen only gets one game, albeit a great one, in these seven.
Lyon has been very interesting, especially because of the fact that I mentioned how John Gibson has won his last six start or his last eight starts.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Lyon's starting to tag it up the same way.
Right.
Six in a row that he has started and they have won. It's easy also when you're on a seven-game win streak and you start six of those games. But hey, I can't argue those stats. I have something to admit to you as I round up number four here. I don't have a single Sabres player on here.
After your tweet this morning? Wow.
but we'll talk more about that.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Number four, you have Trevor Lawrence on here. I'm going with Parker Washington. Incredible performance from one of the lesser-known receivers on the Jaguars. Six catches, 145 yards, and a touchdown. Very impressive day against a typically stout Broncos defense that they embarrassed, and Washington led the way there for Jacksonville's receiving corps. With how well Jacoby Myers has played, the presence that he's brought to them, it's helped Parker Washington as well. So I'm interested to see what they do going forward. Let's see what they've got. But again, Parker Washington there, number four.
Number three for me, this is probably because I was watching the entire game and every snap of it, and it is the team I cover, but Greg Rousseau. Mm-hmm. 2.5 sacks, 9 pressures in the win at Cleveland. I also think, too, having rewatched that game, he is making crucial plays. It's not even just the sack. He could have had 4 that game.
Right.
And when the Bills needed, and this has been true of the defense a number of times this year, it has really not been the unit itself that has popped off. It has been very specific players that have had moments where the unit itself doesn't look great, but when they need a play, this player does something. Rousseau was that against Cleveland. Benford had his run for 2 weeks. Michael Hoyt had his run for 7 quarters. Ed Oliver's had his run. Joey Bosa's had his run. Their issue has been it has not been the entire unit, in part because they haven't been healthy.
Right.
But Greg Rousseau has been very good in the run defense this year. I know PFF loves his run defense. Has been less so as a pass rusher. It has been the constant frustration with him. This week against Cleveland, though, that cannot be said. 2.5 sacks, 9 pressures on Shedeur Sanders and Dylan Gabriel as well.
I do have to help you out with something. I'm flip-flopping my 2 and my 3. Number 3 is going to be Brock Purdy.
Okay.
San Francisco 49ers quarterback. 295 passing yards, 5 touchdowns in a dominant win against Indianapolis, where Phillip Rivers plays pretty well, actually. But the 49ers officially help Buffalo into the playoff room. Clinch a berth of their own as well on Monday Night Football. But, yeah, no, he was throwing strikes constantly in that game. McCaffrey, Kittle, and it seemed like he was feeding the two of them for most of the night.
It's weird. I wanted to throw Purdy on here, and I couldn't because I was like, I was more interested in watching Rivers. Like, I didn't even really care about Purdy's performance. That's not fair of Purdy. I'm just being honest.
But
there.
Purdy did go ahead and took the attention with his play and said, hey, look at me.
Yeah, no, he was very good.
Very good against, again, a typically good defense. Mm-hmm. So there we go. Brock Purdy there at number 3. But this allows number 2, Zach, to be pretty easy for us.
Connor McDavid. Man.
Zach, I did some quick maths. Connor McDavid leads the NHL with 67 points. In the last 11 games, Connor McDavid has 31 points.
Yeah.
So, Connor McDavid, in his last 11 games, has 46% of his point production this season.
He is completely woken up. Edmonton itself has sort of woken up.
It's hilarious how great he is playing right now. And he had 5 assists last night, ho-hum casually.
I was going to say, yeah, if you just want to look at one game, you could just go to the 5 assists against Calgary in a 5-1 win.
But more importantly, Edmonton has willed their... McDavid has willed Edmonton back into a playoff spot in the Pacific. When the Sabres beat them out west, we were starting to really wonder, oh boy, is time running out on the McDavid era in Edmonton because they don't look good. They traded away Stuart Skinner for older Stuart Skinner.
Yes.
And nobody's reaping the benefits of that trade right now, by the way.
No.
But McDavid is allowing them to be in this because not only does he have 31 points in the last 11 games, still ungodly work, they're 8-3 in that stretch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not like it's empty calories where it's like, oh, he's putting up these points.
Right.
And they're 2-9.
Right.
Like, no, he is willing them to win. Him and Draisaitl, of course. I never want to forget about Draisaitl on this. It's just McDavid is the best player of his generation. And if he just wins one cup, I think it's sort of the same with Josh Allen and even Lamar Jackson.
You got to win one. You can't.
I was listening to John Middlecoff, he's on the Colin Cowherd podcast network. And I love his podcast. I listen to those two all the time. But Middlecoff even mentioned about Allen, like, he gets one Super Bowl, like it solidifies his entire career. Like everything is just the cherry on top. It's the extra gravy, what have you.
All the gaudy stats get immortalized with a ring.
Because he mentions Rodgers only makes and wins one. it doesn't matter. Most of us acknowledge it doesn't really matter if you don't like the person. His prime is maybe the most physically gifted quarterback ever.
It's the production, and you then get to coat that production in gold.
Right. It's why,
really what it is.
It's why guys like Marino are not always forgotten, but as we get further and further away from his playing career, he is. That is true.
It's just, a tragic figure.
It's going to be just factually correct. You know, I read Seth Wickersham's quarterback book earlier this year, or well, actually later this year, it was around October. But that was that whole point. It's like when you don't win, it doesn't really matter how great you were in your era. 20, 30 years from now, the kids don't remember you. They just don't.
All right. So that's number two, Connor McDavid. Zach, wrap it up with a player that was already mentioned by me, and then I'll bring it home.
So the reason why I'm going with this guy at number one, he scored to end the game, or well, at the end of the game in overtime, and never got the ball back. He doesn't play defense. He can't change that fact.
Right.
Puka Nacua. 12 for 225 and two touchdowns, including that touchdown in overtime. He can't play defense. He did everything he was supposed to. He was like half of Matthew Stafford's production.
Actually.
There's nothing else he could have done. Again, had an awful week off the field. Let's not go on certain podcasts or just do certain things. Let's just not. I thought before this week that he
listen
was like,
to your agent.
I honestly, before this week, I thought Puka Nacua was like this like super unassuming guy that was quiet. I've learned that is horribly wrong. But as a player, he's probably top three of my favorite to watch. And he is like the player on the Rams that just scares me the most. Stafford, of course. And they've got some defensive players. But boy, if that is like a matchup in the Super Bowl, for 2 weeks, I'll be having nightmares about that man.
Dan, I need a favor for number one here, a different song. I need a Sabres dance because I don't have a single Sabres player. It's the Buffalo Sabres at number one for primetime players. Seven in a row, hottest team in the league. The primetime players' number one spot is your Buffalo Sabres. Can't stop, won't stop. There it is.
A wonderful, wonderful run.
To make up for my crimes of not having a single Sabres player on this list, I have the entire team because, hey, first of all, seven in a row, you are the hottest team in the league right now. Actually, how Alex Lyon's getting it done. Winning his sixth straight start last night. He's playing really well. They're playing some good defensive hockey in order to help close a lot of these games. It is impressive to see what they are able to do right now. And it does allow for an interesting conversation down the road if we're able to have it. Yes, I know vague terms here, but about Kevin Adams' vision.
Right, right.
And we'll revisit that if we have to. Right now, the Sabres are going to make that an interesting conundrum for the rest of the year if they keep playing like this. This seven-game win streak, yes, they have not faulted many teams. That's the damage that this team did to themselves. However, it does allow you an opportunity to keep pace with the rest of the league now to where if you don't string a couple losses together, you're in the mix for the entire year. And how did we feel in 2022-23? Everyone was ecstatic, and they ultimately do not make it. But it is the memorable season of the entire drought.
Yeah.
Outside of the tank, this is the one that people will go to and go, I had a lot of fun watching that team.
Mm-hmm.
Do that this year, and it will help you in the future. That's going to wrap up our primetime players. It's again sponsored by Attain Wealth Planning, where wealth is personal. We're going to have the primetime players tweeted out on Twitter as well. Zach's already got the thumbs up. He already did it, but
no, not yet. I still got to do it.
Oh, okay.
It's going to happen.
Okay. I thought you already had it done. You're just like, I'm waiting for you to say it so that I hit send. But to recap it for me, I've got Puka Nacua, Parker Washington, Brock Purdy, Connor McDavid, and the entirety of the Buffalo Sabres for me there from 5-1. And Zach's too busy typing now. I put him in a bad spot.
Puka Nacua, baby.
Puka Nacua at number one for Zach Jones. You'll see the list out there on Twitter as well. But we'll take a timeout, and when we come back, we get ourselves another check on the Buffalo Bandits. We'll talk with color commentator Steve Bermel on the other side here on the Norton Automotive Extra Point Show. He's Zach Jones. I'm Derek Kramer. I hope you're having a lovely Christmas Eve out there, and thanks for listening with us.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you.
Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.